SBS Radio. Afgelopen week is de Australische film Palm Beach in première gegaan. Claire van der Boom speelt één van de personages. Haar naam verraadt een mogelijk Nederlandse connectie, dus sprak ik met haar over de film Palm Beach, haar rol in het theaterstuk Shakespeare in Love en over haar Nederlandse achtergrond. Mijn eerste vraag is of ze het verhaal van de film wil samenvatten.
It's set around a weekend, around a birthday party of a successful ex-manager of a band, and all of his old band members are coming together over the weekend to celebrate his birthday. And a little bit like at Christmas time when families come together, the wheels fall off and chaos reigns and secrets come out and people get very upset but then come back together again. And my character is the daughter of the lead singer in the band who passed away many years earlier. So these older men are like father figures to her. But she's also sort of, everyone has their problems and, you know, she has her own personal kind of struggles that are revealed throughout the film. But at the end of the day, it's a movie about how we choose our family and how important friendships are and that we're all kind of struggling with different things at different points in our life, particularly for the men as they get older, you know, a bit of anxiety and worry about how they have the choices that they've made in their life and the kind of way it's all turned out.
Yeah. And how did you get involved?
I auditioned. I'm based in Los Angeles, so I sent an audition tape and then I Skyped with Brian Brown and Rachel Ward. And then they asked me to do some more music because I had to play music in the film, which I used to play, pick up the guitar, you know, a few chords back when I was a teenager.
All right.
So I had to brush that up, which was terrifying, but also great fun.
I see. And, well, you now mentioning the names of Rachel Ward and Byron Brown. And so he is the main actor. She is the director. They are a couple. How is this working together with...
It was absolutely delightful because you did feel like you were coming into a bit of their private space. They did bicker and they are a married couple of, I don't know, 30-something years. And their daughter actually played one of the roles as well. So she would kind of cop it a bit. She would get a bit of an extra push now and again if they were frustrated, but it was just lovely. They're wonderful people and very warm, so
yeah,
it was great.
And it is really, really becoming, or is already, successful. I just saw the Australian box office of the first week.
Yes, I actually just got an email from the producer this morning saying we're really happy with it. Number 3 over the weekend. I never paid much attention to that or the reviews, but you hear things, you know, there's mixed responses, which is always good, and it's wonderful that the kind of people have gone out to see it, and it's already successful, so that's wonderful for the people that are behind the making of it, especially.
Yeah, and I saw the movie myself last Sunday, and I went to a Warriewood cinema. And Warriewood Cinema is on the northern beaches, very close to Palm Beach.
How excellent.
And so there was lots of whispering amongst the audience, like this is there, oh, this was,
it must be down the end of the street. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, that was amazing. And also people were saying, I never have seen this cinema that full ever.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear. Yeah, I mean, it's very hard to get an Australian movie competing with American and British films coming out with bigger budgets and, you know, better funding bodies behind them. So I'm so thrilled about it.
And also with an original screenplay, because this is based on a story of A Christmas Gathering of Rachel and Brian?
Yes, I believe so. When they were travelling overseas, I think in Wales, they were at a party, and again, you know, the struggles of these older men, particularly with their, you know, cancer scares or anxiety, they thought, gosh, this needs to be spoken about, because we don't talk about ageism and we do shy away from the problems that people have. You know, you know, wealthy white people. So people think, oh, well, what have you got to worry about? But of course, there's anxieties, there's cancer scares, there's deep, dark secrets, and, you know, it all comes up, which is something that they have been going through.
Yeah, something that is not a secret, that is your Dutch heritage.
Yes, very proud of it.
How is this Dutch heritage? Is this because I saw your father's Peter?
Yes, Peter. So he's just spent 2 weeks with me in Melbourne. I've been working here on a play. But I grew up in Broome, and he was in the Merchant Navy, in the Dutch Merchant Navy, and he came out to Australia in the late 50s. He'll be 82 this year. So he didn't speak much English when he came out to Melbourne in the late 50s, which I'm embarrassed to say. I always say to him, why didn't you teach us Dutch? Because I know some nursery rhymes and some basics. But part of the kind of culture then was to assimilate into Australia, and he was trying to learn English, and it wasn't important to him. But he has a very strong Dutch accent, and of course I've been back to Holland numerous times. The last time was in October 2017.
All right.
And I just love it. I eat my pickled herring and my Dutch licorice and my spice cookies, and I really do feel an affinity with it, and I'm very proud of that heritage, even though I don't speak Dutch and I don't have most of the family have passed away.
Right.
Yeah, he's a wonderful man.
And being Dutch, is that how your collaboration with DJ Tiësto came about?
Ah, that's amazing that you found that. No, strangely enough, I never met him. That was a folk song that I wrote with some friends when I was very young, and it got given to someone, and it ended up with DJ Tiësto on this huge, you know, trance album. Which I don't really still know how it got there. So it was my one-off kind of strange trance hit that I had when I was about 18.
Okay, you wrote the lyrics.
Co-wrote with a friend, yeah, back when we were 15, 16.
Okay. And then it ended up in one of his mixes.
Yes, it sure did. But so I had friends, you know, in nightclubs in Amsterdam going, oh, I'm listening to your song. But of course, I still am perplexed about how it even got there.
Yeah. And I assume he asked for some permission.
To be honest, it was one of those horrible situations where I was young, and when I was about 19, many years ago, I went to see a lawyer, and I was very confused, and it was one of those things that just slipped away, and I let it go. And I didn't get any anything for it, but
that's
it wasn't the best experience.
Yeah.
But you hear it all the time, you know, young people, things just get passed on and you can't track it anymore.
It
blew out of control.
At the moment you are in a play, Shakespeare in Love.
Yes, I'm having a wonderful time. I feel very grateful to be a part of it. It's hard to do a play and be involved in theatre that is very joyful and people leave feeling uplifted, but they also go on a journey and, you know, an emotional ride.
And
we really take your hand and take you through Shakespeare, and I feel really proud of it. I'm having a wonderful time.
And are people now listening to our conversation, are they able to come and see the play?
Yes, we close this Saturday night, so there's not a lot of tickets left because it has, word of mouth has spread and it's doing very well, but I know there are some left, so get in there quick. So
right.
We have a matinee on Wednesday and a matinee on Saturday, but we finish Saturday night, but then we go to Canberra. So we'll be in Canberra from the following Thursday until the 30th. So we're there for just under 2 weeks. So if you can drive to Canberra or you're near Canberra, we would love to see you there as well.
Yeah, beautiful. And what will be your next project?
I have no idea. It's a strange part of this business. I'm not sure what's next. Hopefully something around the corner, but you never know. It might be weeks away. It might be months. So you have to keep your head straight and just trust that.
And you're confident.
Yeah, it always does in the end. You know, we get there. It's a strange career.
Yeah. Well, with this running success of Palm Beach, I guess there might be more than one opportunity.
Yeah, we hope so. Of course I can hope so, yeah. Here's hoping.
Claire, thank you very much for your time, and thank you very much for your stories.
Lovely to meet you. Thank you kindly. Pleasure chatting with you.
SBS Dutch. Deel onze verhalen op Facebook.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.